It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Matson Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market and Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludwigs and Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clement Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. We have Region 9C amateur baseball playoffs for you. It's the Madison Mallards taking on the Morris Eagles. Morris just defeated and ended the Minnesota Mudhen season by a score of 7-0. They played earlier here, and we're going to get started right away. We'll go through your State Farm Insurance starting lineups here in a little bit. But Madison, the visiting team, Morris, the home team. Here's Landon Sherm stepping up to the plate. Glad you're with us on Q92 this afternoon for Mallard Baseball. I'll be joined by Dick Newman here shortly. Here's your first pitch of the game. It's a curveball in there for strike one. Nate Hasman is the right-handed pitcher for Morris. Morris jumped out on top of Minnesota. The game started at 2 o'clock this afternoon. They scored four runs the first couple of innings. Sherm hits one center field, and Bruns hauls it in. Zach Bruns out in center field. Didn't really have to move at all there. Landon Sherm. Sherm had one whale of a game last weekend up in Morris. Two games, actually. Making some outstanding diving catches in center field. Sherm, the leadoff batter. Here's Matt Munson, the manager player. And the first pitch here. And Munson drives that one opposite field out of play. Matt, your State Farm Insurance starting lineup. Sherm, Munson, Lilliard will bat third. Blake Wischlager fourth. Whitnable fifth. Halverson sixth. Fernall seventh. Geiser eighth. And Kymig ninth. And ball. Is that a ball? That was a ball to Munson. Matt Munson. Has six RBIs on the season. There's the pitch of the line drive. Base hit right field. Matt Munson. And Madison gets their first hit of the game. Right out in the right field. Solid hit there by Matt Munson. Should mention now with Morris defeating Minnesota, Region 9C has their qualifiers. Madison, of course, Morris, and Clinton. Winner of this game will get Clinton tomorrow for the Region 9C Championship. Curveball in there for strike one to Dylan Lilliard. Lilliard at the plate with Munson over at first base. A pitch from Hesman, and that's inside for ball two. Kind of overcast skies. Sun comes out once in a while. Had a beautiful day. Got a good crowd here. Popped up, foul territory. Over to duck blind, and the first baseman has room, and he makes the catch. Klein Walterink, the first baseman, almost up against the fence down the right field line. And that's two outs. Dillard pops out to the first baseman in foul territory. There's Blake Wooschlager. Blake with five RBIs on the season. And pitch in, breaking ball in there for strike one. Boy, Hasman's throwing a lot of breaking balls here, the first three batters already to start the game. Next pitch, fastball, swing and a miss by Wooschlager for strike two. Last week, Madison qualified for the state tournament. Up in Morris, here's the 0-2 pitch inside for ball one. There's a number of Madison Mallards missing today. Carter Amlin, one of them, and I think he has a good reason. He's getting married today. Pitch outside for a ball. Good day to get married, that's right. And speaking of marriage, Brian Fernals is doing the PA. Brian's celebrating 22 years of marriage. There's a pop-up, a major league pop-up. This is way back there up against the fence, and it's a home run! A home run for Blake Wooschlager, a two-run home run. Over the left field fence, and that puts Madison on the board 2-0. Wow. I thought that was just going to be a regular routine high major league pop-up, and the left fielder, Tanner Peach out there, kept going back, and he goes up against the fence, and it went over the fence. So a two-run home run for Blake Wooschlager. Here's Avery Whitnable. He swings at the first pitch, and Peach out there left to make the catch for the third out. But Wooschlager puts Madison on the board here in the top of the first. For Madison, no runs on two hits. Nobody left, no errors, and nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the first with Morris coming to bat. You're listening to Region 9C Baseball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92 brought to you by Hanson Dental Clinic. Even when they're young, taking care of your children's teeth is very important. Help your children follow these guidelines for a healthy mouth. Brush front and back of each tooth after every meal. Be sure to brush the chewing surface of each tooth. You only need a tiny bit of toothpaste. Be gentle and floss every day. Schedule your appointment soon. Call Hanson Dental Clinic at 320-769-4756.
Of course, brought to you in part by Dr. Clint Bond, chiropractor at the Madison Chiropractic Center, open Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., Tuesday and Thursday, 8 a.m. to noon. Call for your appointment, the Madison Chiropractic Center, 320-598-3089 with Dr. Clint Bond. Our coverage of high school sports brought to you by State Representative Chris Wodzinski. Wishing all the best to our area teams. Glad to be representing the fine citizens of District 15A at the Capitol in St. Paul. And by United Prairie Agency, located in the United Prairie Bank Building, downtown Madison. Stop by, visit with agent Chris Brogdon about insurance for your life, health, home, farm, business, and more. That's the United Prairie Agency, Madison.
All right, Morris coming to bat here, and their first batter, Zach Bruns, just flied out to Whitnable in left field on the first pitch there to start the bottom of the first inning. And here's Brandon Jurgensen, the shortstop for Morris. If you're just tuning in, Blake Wooschlager just hit a two-run home run in the top of the first to put Madison on top 2-0 with Morris batting here. And the Bornhorst is on the mound. Oh, what a breaking ball there by Brandon. First strike. One ball, one strike. Swing and a miss there by number 11, Brandon Jurgensen, the shortstop. And Dick Newman's joining me here. And here's the pitch from Bornhorst. Popped up. This is catchable. The catcher Lilliard makes the catch, and he did it right way, underhanded the catch right in front of the dugout. So a couple pitches here by Bornhorst, and then there's two quick outs. Here's Tanner Pesch. I believe Tanner just got married a few weeks ago, didn't he? I believe. Here's the pitch from Bornhorst, and it's inside for a strike. What a season Brandon has, pitching 1.95 ERA. There's a pop-up, left field, way back, and the left fielder, Whitnabel, that might be gone, and it is. It's a solo home run for Tanner Pesch over the left field fence. Wow. Home run for Pesch. Tanner coming around third. It's 2-1, Madison. Tanner, that was opposite field, much like a Joe Mauer opposite field home run. Tanner getting high fives from his teammates as he touches home plate.
Yeah, I think Tanner had two or three hits in the first game against Mineota.
Okay. And here's Mac Beyer. And Meyer swings at the first pitch, hits it out the right field. Caden Fernholz underneath of it and hauls it in for the out. I was just going to say, I think Mac Beyer, he had a two-run home run in the ninth inning for Morris against Mineota. So that ends the top of the first. Boy, fireworks here in that first inning. Madison with a two-run homer by Wushlager. And now Tanner Pesch with a solo shot. It's 2-1 Madison, with Madison coming to bat here in the top of the second. We'll be back with more Region 9C baseball right after this.
Farmers, this is your ticket to a bumper harvest. From golden corn rows to lush bean vines, we've got your fields covered. Haas Seeds offers Agra Gold and Golden Harvest seed products for all your seed needs. Contact Seth Haas at 320-444-1601 or Steve at 320-444-0439 today. That's Haas Seeds, Seth and Steve Haas, Madison.
All right, Paul Ramo and Dick Newman back here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field on this gorgeous Saturday afternoon, low humidity, and kind of like playing baseball in this weather, Dick.
It sure is. It's been a great weekend, especially after all the heat that they had two weekends ago, and then for the first round of amateur baseball, and then last weekend it was hot, too, for the Junior Legion and for the Mallards and everybody up at Morris last weekend. Today is a gift.
Yep, that's right. All right, here's Wyatt Halverson stepping up to the plate, and the first pitch from Hasman is a ball. 2-1, Madison leading Morris here. Both teams qualifying for state, which will start next week. We will play a Region 9C championship game. Clinton in the winner's bracket, waiting the winner of this game. That'll be played tomorrow at 11 o'clock here in Madison. Hasman's next pitch, strike two, or strike one, excuse me, two balls and one strike.
Yeah, from here on out, all three teams are in the state. Who's the champion, who's second, and who's third? So the team that loses is in the state as third place from district or Region 9.
Oh, there's a rip down the left field line, and it's just foul. It couldn't have been fouled by much. Wow. That would have been a double for sure for Halverson. That was close, almost on the line. Is that Darby down there, the third base coach, looking down there?
Yeah.
That was close. Wyatt Halverson, full count to Wyatt. Nobody out here in the top of the second inning. Hasman, the pitch. Curveball swung on and fall back to the backstop. Morris eliminating Mineota. Mineota came into this tournament, the number one seed, and Morris beat him 7-0. There's a pop-up in the infield by Halverson, the second baseman. Jurgensen hauls it in right next to the bag there. So one out. And here's Caden Fernholz. Caden Fernholz, two RBIs on the season. And the pitch from Hasman fouled back for strike one. Every time Caden comes up the bat, I always think of hitting for the cycle. Yeah. Do you remember that?
Well, yes.
Was that down in Milroy?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I remember it when he was in high school.
Yep.
Curveball. Oh, what a nice pitch by Hazen. That broke in there nicely for strike two.
And he needed a triple to get the cycle, and he got it his last time about.
Yep. Next pitch. There's swing and a miss. Struck him out for out number two. Boy, Hasman's really mixing his pitches up well with breaking ball, and that was a fastball to Caden. So here's Dylan Geiser. Geiser, left-handed batter, number 13. The second baseman for Madison. Madison leading 2-1. Here's the pitch to Geiser, right down the middle for strike one. Oh, that brat really smells good, Dick. Here's the pitch. Curveball in there for strike two.
I was late to help you out here talking to Scott Toma, who, yep, a good friend. He used to be the
Wilmer sports editor. There's right. A ground ball right back to the pitcher, Hasman. Hasman fields it, throws first, and they just get him. Nice play by the Morris pitcher there. 1-3 put out, and that was a 1-2-3 inning for Hasman and the Morris Eagles. The Mallards leading Morris 2-1 with Morris coming to bat. We'll be back right after this.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls. Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls, providing Senex premium diesel fuels, propane, oil, grease, and now DEF delivery. For any of your farm, business, or personal needs, please call Farmers Union Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls at 320-269-8861. That's 269-8861. Thank you, and we appreciate your business. That's Farmers Union Oil Company of Montevideo and Granite Falls.
Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Madison leading Morris 2-1. Paul Ramel, Dick Newman here on this Saturday afternoon. There's a long Marquardt, the batter. He hits one deep. That's the right center field. And it goes in the gap, hits the fence. Marquardt on his way to second base. Here's the throw to second, and he's safe. Kirby Marquardt starts it out with a double here in the bottom of the second inning.
He's a veteran for the Morris team and a big man, and he can move pretty good.
Yes, he can.
He attempted in Mineota to steal second.
Oh.
He got thrown out, but a very, very close play.
Well, all the runs scored so far have been home runs. Wischlager, the two-run homer. There's a swing and a miss by Bryce Jurgensen, the second baseman. And then Tanner Peace, Wischlager with a two-run homer for Madison, and Tanner Peace with a solo shot for Morris. That's where we stand, 2-1. Oh, nice stop there by the Lilliard, the Madison Mallard catcher. Number six, Bryce Jurgensen. I was going to get the Bornor stats here. They're just amazing. Here's the pitch, and there's a fly ball, shallow center. Sherm coming in, running in, makes the catch. Marquardt quickly gets back to second base. And there's one out.
Nice thing about Brandon Bornhurst is he works very, very fast. The defense is always on their toes when he's on the mound to be ready for the next pitch.
Bornhurst now pitching the left-handed batter, Ozzie Jerome, and that's a strike. Bornhurst has thrown 70 pitches this summer, struck out 55 batters. Next pitch, a ball, I believe.
Yep.
Okay. Bornhorst from the stretch, Brandon Bornhorst. There's a chopper foul. They call him Borny. ERA of 1.95. Just looking at his other stats here, he's 7-1 this summer, record-wise. Here's the pitch from Bornhorst. There's a drive out the right field. That's going to drop in there. And Fernald's quickly over there, but Marco's rounding third, and he's going to score, and we're tied up 2-2. An RBI single for Ozzie Jerome out to right field. And that scores Marquardt easily from second base, and we're tied 2-2. Nice solid hit there by Jerome. And here's Cam Kleinwalterink. Kleinwalterink. His dad used to teach at Madison, right?
Right. Had both had Brian Fernals in class as a music teacher in the elementary.
Here's the pitch, and that's a strike to number 47. Kleinwalterink. Got to roll that off my tongue. It's a long last name. Swing and a miss for strike two. Nice pitch by Bornhorst. Brandon's been the rock here for the Mallards the last number of years. Also on that 2012 state high school team. Next pitch, inside. One ball, two strikes. Tied up 2-2 here in the bottom of the second inning. Jerome with his lead at first. Here's a ground ball to the right side. That's going to sneak in there. That goes out to right field. And Jerome will stop at second base. So back-to-back singles for Morris. And they got runners on first and second here in the bottom of the second inning. Here's Gideon Jose, the catcher. Just one out here for Morris, and they have runners on first and second, threatening here with the number nine batter, Gideon Jose. The pitch, he bunts it, missed it, throw down to first, and they got the runner off base, and he's out!
Nice play there by Dylan Lilliard. In the dirt, by the way, and threw down the first base, Matt Munson. Was waiting with the ball as the runner came back. The runner at second stayed there.
Yeah, when Joe squared around the bunt, both runners got way off the bag. Here's a swing and foul back by Joe for strike two. Yeah, when he squared around the bunt, the runners really were off the bag a long ways. And good, like you said, great job by Lillard to throw down to Munson at first and easily got Kleinwalterink. Swing and a miss for strike three to end the inning. So, wow, Morris had runners on first and second, one out, and Bornhorst shuts the door on him there. That's the first strikeout of the game for Brandon, and that'll end the inning. For Morris, one run on three hits, no errors, and they leave one on base. We'll go to the top of the third. Madison coming to bat. We're tied 2-2.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student-athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Shibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
We got a great ball game going on in the first two innings. We are all tied 2-2 between Morris and Madison. Winner gets Clinton, the Clinton Cards, tomorrow at 11 o'clock for the Region 9C Amateur Baseball Tournament. And that'll be played here in Madison as well. All right, let's see what the Mallards can do here. Here's Dylan Dylan Keimig, number 9 batter for Madison. See what Dylan's done this year. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss.
Dylan will be a senior this year, and or maybe a junior, maybe just a junior. And he's a three-sport athlete and really quick on his feet.
Pop up to shortstop, Brandon Jurgensen. He hauls it in for the first out here in the inning off the bat of Keimig. And so there's one out. We're moving right along here.
Yeah.
Here's Landon Sherm. I mentioned the games he had last week in Morris are phenomenal. Talking with Bart Hill about that. Here's a high fly ball center field. Bruns hauls that one in. Couple pitches, two outs. So Sherm gives that a ride to center field, just like he did the first inning. He hit both at-bats have been to center field.
Speaking of Bart Hill, he's on his way. If he's not here, had knee surgery on Tuesday, but he wants to come down the ballpark and watch the game.
Here's the pitch to Matt Munson, who got a single. And then Wisslager hit a home run. So Matt was on base for that, and Madison jumped out to a 2-0 lead. There's a strike to Munson. Yeah, Bart, I watched the ground crew without Bart. They did a great job. They timed him 17 minutes.
Oh, wow.
That's what Bart says. Time him. It's 17 minutes or under. They did a fantastic job. They had quite a few guys out there between games. Here's the two balls and one strike from Hasman to Munson. And that's outside. Matt, three RBIs for Matt. Here's the pitch inside for ball four. First walk by Hasman. And Madison has a base runner here in the top of the third inning. And there's Dylan Lilliard. Dylan batting 296. Dylan, one of the top players with RBIs with 15. So he's swinging a hot bat this summer, Dylan Lilliard. Munson's at first base just like he was in the first inning. Here's the pitch inside. Boy, Hasman's throwing a lot of breaking balls. Jost behind the plate for Morris. I watched a little bit of the Mineota-Morris game earlier this afternoon, and had some big hits in that game. Next pitch, ball 2-0 to Dylan. Hasman from the stretch, Munson at first base, and there's a strike. You're in and you're out. Morris is one of the top teams in the Region 9C.
They're a very veteran team, too. Very old.
And next pitch is down low for ball three.
They love the game.
Yeah, you got to be committed when you're a town team ball player every weekend in the summer. There's a swing and a miss for strike two. Big cut there by number 17, Dylan Lilliard. Paul Ramo and Dick Newman here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Beautiful day for baseball. A lot of people here. Here's the full count pitch, and that's outside for ball four.
Back-to-back walks. So with one out, the Mallards have something going here with runners on first and second and just one out with the guy who hit a home run last time up the Lake Wolfslager.
That was Blake's first home run of the summer. Madison has 10 home runs as a team. And Blake powered it over to left field fence. Boy, when I left its bat, I thought it was just going to be a regular routine major league high pop-up. And just kept peached back over there in left field. Tanner just kept going back and ran out of real estate. Pops that one foul out of play. So good opportunity here. For Madison with a tie ball game, 2-2 here in the top of the third. Nate Hasman, the pitcher for Morris. Here's the pitch to Wolfslager. Curveball, foul ball down the first baseline. I like watching the little kids running after foul balls.
Well, they get a dollar.
They get a dollar today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might have to join them. One ball, two strike pitch, and a ground ball to short. This is Jurgensen. The shortstop feels it, goes to second, and they force Lillard out at second base for the third out. So for Madison there in the third inning, no runs, no hits, no errors, and they leave two on base. We'll come to the bottom of the third. Morris coming to bat. We are tied 2-2. We'll be back after this.
2.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at KLQPFM.com.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason 05 Water. Better water, pure and simple.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
All right, we're back here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Morris batting here in the bottom of the third. We have a tie ball game, 2-2, folks. Madison Ballards. There's a shot by Bruns right up the middle for a base hit. He takes the first pitch, laces up the center field for a base hit for Zach Bruns. Morris has had base runners every inning, first two innings anyway.
It's five hits already for Morris.
Here's Brandon Jurgensen. He popped out. And a pitch in the dirt, nice stop by Lillard, and the runner goes down to second. That's Bruns. Lillard stopped the ball, but couldn't pick it up. Didn't know where it was at first. After the pitch from Brandon, Bornhorst checks Bruns at second base. A bunt, and it hit him. I think he's going to be out. He is out. Jurgensen. Squared around the bunt, and the bunt ball hit him. So we got an out there. How do you score that in the book?
Probably U2, unassisted okay. by the catcher.
So there's one out. Here's Tanner Peach, who hit a solo home run in his first at bat over the left field fence. Bruns goes back to second. Morris of the runner on second. That's Bruns. There's a strike. Tanner. Tanner Peach batting for Morris. Saw him at the Stevens County Fair last night. Swung on and fell back. One strike to Tanner. Now, I just want to remind everybody to stop in the Q92 booth up in Morris. The Stevens County Fair going on today and tomorrow. And register for many prizes that were given away. There's a ground ball foul right by his first base coach there. Oh, my goodness. That's why you pay attention when you're on the field there. That would hurt.
And Tanner is well known by the students at Lacaparo Valley. He's the assistant softball coach.
Yep. Here's the pitch from Borners. Chop foul. Oh, that hit him. Oh, that's a piece down on the ground.
Hit on his foot.
Yep. That's a stinger, they call it. And Tanner trying to walk it off now.
The agony of defeat.
Madison scored two in the first, and Morris scored one in the bottom of the first and one in the bottom of the second, and that's where we're at here. In the bottom of the third, tied up 2-2. Just a gorgeous Saturday to be outside. Low humidity, light breeze. Here's the pitch from Bornhorst. 0-2 pitch. Just missed on the inside. And I think Brandon wants that called strike. Bruns at second base. There is one out. The pitch right Brandon. It popped up. Fernholz, the right fielder, camping underneath of it. It's a high pop-up, and Caden comes down with it for the second out. That was a major league pop-up there. Yeah. Two outs. Here's Mac Beyer. I remember, I think he hit a home run against Mendiola earlier this afternoon, right? Oh, the right, yeah, he made a great catch in right field, too. And here's the pitch to Beyer. For a ball. Zach Bruns got on base with a base hit to center to start the inning here. Now, Bornhorst has got Jurgensen and Piech out. Now pitching to Mac Beyer. And he lays one off the glove of Halverson, the third baseman. And rounding third is Bruns. He's going to score. Oh, that was unfortunate.
That's a base hit.
Yeah, that's a base hit. That's unfortunate. Just a screamer off the bat of Meyer to third baseman Wyatt Halverson. Wyatt jumped as high as he could, and it just kind of glanced off his glove. And so Morris has taken the lead now, 3-2. Here's Kirby Marquardt. Line shot, shortstop. Oh, what a stop! Oh, what a stop! By Koenig! Oh, my goodness! Oh! And he forces out, throws to second. That was one of the best defensive plays I've seen so far this summer. Off the bat of Marquardt, Dylan Koenig.
Yeah, he laid out completely on that one.
Oh, that was amazing. That was fun to watch.
Knocked it down, picked it up, and threw over to Dylan Geiser to get the force at second base. Not before they came up with one run on one base hit and no errors and one left on base.
And Morris leads 3-2 with Madison coming to bat. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
Are you a landowner in Lyon, Lincoln, or Yellow Medicine counties? If so, do you know about Invenergy? We are a Midwest-based sustainable energy provider, and our projects will provide homegrown energy and millions of dollars for community investment, jobs, and landowner payments. To learn more, visit us at our Marshall Regional Office at 300 West College Drive in Marshall, or give us a call at 507-591-5010.
All right, it's 3-2 Morris leading Madison here, with Madison batting in the top of the fourth inning. It's number 7, Avery Whitney. And the pitch. There's a shot to the second baseman. Did he catch it? No, he fielded on one hop, and that was Jurgensen. He throws over to the first baseman for the out. Nice stop there by Bryce Jurgensen, the second baseman for Morris. Throws out Whitnable. Here's Wyatt Halverson. We've seen some awesome defensive plays already here in the ballgame. Has been the pitcher. The pitch to Halverson is outside for a ball. Two little kids out there in deep center field beyond the fence there. They're waiting for a home run ball, I think.
They are.
There's a strike to Halverson.
He hit a shot first time up that was just barely foul. That would have driven in a run.
Aspen press box here for strike 2. One ball, two strike to Halverson. Mallards are without Brandon Hill today, Carter Amlin, and a few others. Of course, Carter getting married today. And the pitch outside. You know, he could have had a wedding here at the field, on the field. We've done that before.
Yeah.
Who was that?
Bornhorst.
Yeah, Brandon Bornhorst got married here on the field. Popped up. Halverson pops it up to the first baseman. And Klein-Walterink makes the catch for the second out.
How bad is it for the Mallards?
Yeah, that was Brandon Bornhorst, the Madison pitcher that got married here at home plate a few years ago. Here's Caden Fernals. Caden struck out in the second inning. And the pitch from Hasman. There's a ground ball that hit the third baseman, a two-hopper. And Jerome makes a long throw to first, and Caden, oh, he's out. You know, I thought he almost called him safe there, but Fernals grounds out the third for Madison. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We'll go to the bottom of the fourth. It's Morris 3, Madison 2.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Puris, safe people, safe food.
Morris Lee, Madison 3-2. Both teams will be playing in the state tournament. And the pitch is high for a ball. Let's see, batting here for Morris is Bryce Jurgensen, the shortstop. Or the second baseman, excuse me. Swing and a miss. Borners blew that one by him. Grant Harding is the home plate umpire. Clint Schiller, the base umpire. Popped up. The shortstop, Kiming. Makes the catch. One out. Paul Ramo, Dick Newman here in Madison.
Fast-moving game. Both it pitchers is working fast and some good defense behind them.
Yeah, fast-moving game. You even got you wolfed down a bratwurst, and I wolfed down a Snickers bar. We're doing good. Ground ball hit the third. Oh, what is top by Halverson? Throws the first in the dirt, and is dug out by Munson for the out. That was off the bat of Ozzie Jerome, Morris's third baseman. He hit the third base. Halverson is just a screamer there, Dick.
Yeah.
And then Wyatt threw it low in the dirt as a one-hopper. Munson digging it out of the dirt for the out. Two quick outs. Here's number 47, Sam Klein-Walterink. Bornhorst rears back, and the pitch is high for a ball. Bornhorst in his windup, the 1-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Boy, Brandon's throwing heat right now, isn't he?
Yep.
One ball, two strike pitch, two outs. There's a ground ball. The third, Kiming fields it. Strong throw to first. Another amazing play by Kiming.
That's a long throw. He just put a back foot down and had to get rid of it in a hurry and threw a strike to Matt Munson.
And another outstanding fielding play by shortstop Dylan Kiming. Wow.
No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on base.
We'll be back with Morris with a one-run lead, 3-2. Madison coming to bat.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is Kiana, and here at Greater Community Credit Union, we do what's best for our members, which means we offer competitive interest rates on our deposit accounts, such as savings, checking, and certificate of deposits and IRAs. Contact us today at 1-800-276-0025 for our current rates. Or visit us online at greatercu.com, Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
In the market for a new roof? Contact Mindak Roofing out of Ortonville. They're licensed, bonded, and insured. They do roof replacement, claim management, damage identification, estimates, and roof installation. Call Jake at 320-760-3437 or check them out on the web at mindakroofing.com.
All right. Paul Ramo and Dick Newman here in Madison. Memorial Baseball Field, the Furnos Crop Insurance Upper Deck, it's called.
Yep.
3-2 Madison, or Morris, leading Madison. Batting is Dylan Geiser and then Dylan Kiming, the two Dylans, 8-9 batters. Face Nate Hasman. Here's the pitch from Hasman. Oh, almost hit him inside for a ball. Well, congratulations to Coach Tim Eppelman, the Montevideo Junior American Legion team. Of course, in St. Charles, here's a little chopper to third. Ozzy Jerome bare hands it, throws the first, not in time. Geiser beats the throw. Now the ball gets by the first baseman, and Geiser down the second base.
Base hit and an error on the throw to get to second base. Second hit for the Mallards and have a runner in scoring position. Which
so here's Kaimig. I'll follow up with the Montevideo Junior Legion here in a little bit. And the pitch to go. No, Hasman did not throw. He stepped off the rubber. Here's Hasman from the stretch again. And the pitch to Kaimig. Swing and a miss for strike one. Montevideo Junior Legion team playing in the State Junior Legion Tournament in St. Charles, which is between Rochester and Wyoming, after that 2-1 loss yesterday. They picked up two wins today, 4-2 over Caledonia, and 1-0 over Parker's Prairie for fifth place. Foul ball by Kaimick, so congratulations to Coach Epema and the Montevideo Junior Legion team on an outstanding season.
0-2 to Kaimick.
Runner on second base. That's a tying run. Madison has. Hasman's pitch and a ground ball to short. And it goes by the shortstop. And they're going to hold Geiser at third. Two errors in the inning now for Morris. Geiser, kind of a routine ground ball to second. And Brandon Jurgensen just didn't get down in time on
right.
It. So Madison, with nobody out here, runners on the corners. Top
yep. With runners at first and third, especially with nobody out. And they got speed on that.
There goes the runner. Here's the pitch. There's a throw down to second. Not until... No, he's out! What a throw by Jose.
One hop. And...
Wow. Dylan Kiming thrown out, trying to steal second. And Geiser stayed at third base on the throw to second. So now there's one out. There's a shot to short, and it goes off the shortstop again. A run scores, and we're tied 3-3.
That was Landon Sherman. That was a hard hit ball and short hopped the shortstop, but it was a line drive. So give him a base hit on that and an RBI. We're tied up at 3-3.
So that was Landon Sherm swinging at the first pitch. I'll throw over to first. A lot of things happening quickly here, Dick.
Yeah.
Can't keep up in the scorebook. Hey, we're tied 3-3 now, and Sherm's hit there, scoring Geiser from third. And Matt batting is Matt Munson. Matt got a base hit in the first inning, walked in the third. Hasman from the stretch, the pitch, Munson's square, pulls it back. There goes the runner to second. He's safe. He got underneath the tag. So Sherm, with his speed, steals second base. He's in scoring position here. That could be a go-ahead run there. One out. Top of the fifth inning, we play nine in amateur ball. And Nate Hasman, the pitcher, delivers to Matt Munson. And that's low for a ball. 2-0 to Matt, player, manager. Garby Biergon coaching third base for the Mallards. Garby, the head coach for the Eagles. Swing and a miss. First strike one. Two balls, one strike.
With Sherm on second, anything in the outfield that drops in, Sherm would have an opportunity to score.
Here's the pitch to Munson, and that's high for ball.
Three balls and a strike.
Matt walked last time. Tied up 3-3. Good ball game going on here between Madison and Morris. Here's the pitch. And that's outside. Ball four. Good at bat there for Munson.
Second walk for him. And once again, puts runners at the corners. Or first and second. You know, first and second.
First and second, yeah. And here's Dylan. Dylan Lilliard.
He walked last time.
So we got Munson at first. Sherm at second. There's one out, and we're tied. Here in the top of the fifth, Hasman's pitch, inside. Number 17, Dylan Lilliard, the catcher for the Mallards at the plate. Good opportunity here for Madison. Hasman checks his runners on first and second. The pitch is a curveball, and it's outside. For ball two, 2-0, Hasman having trouble finding the strike zone here the last few batters. On deck for Madison is Blake Wushlager. Here's a 2-0 pitch to Dylan. Ground ball. Jurgensen, the shortstop, goes to second for the force to throw to first. Not in time. Pulled the first baseman off. But Sherm gets the third base. Out at second for the second out. And Lilliard safe at first base. So runners on the corners now for Madison.
We have a pinch runner.
Oh. Number 10. That's Matt Enger running. Is that right? Oh, okay.
Oh.
Here's the pitch and to Blake Wushlager.
Lilliard still. My bad.
Yep. Lilliard, yep. And Blake Wushlager batting. Runners on the corners for Madison. Has been the pitcher. The pitch. And the shot to left, right to Peach. Oh, he makes a catch in left field. That was a rocket off the bat of Wushlager. Tanner played that one. That was a line drive. That wasn't a pop-up. That was a line drive to left. And Tanner Peace played that one perfectly.
One run on one base hit. There were two errors and two left on base.
Yep. And the score is 3-3. Madison's tied it up. Morris coming to bat here in the bottom of the fifth. We'll be back with more Region 9C baseball from Madison Memorial Baseball Field right after this.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota high schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Paul Ramo, Dick Newman here at Madison Ball Field. What is it, 5:30? When does afternoon become evening?
6 o'clock.
6 o'clock? Okay, well, it's afternoon yet still. Okay. I've often wondered that. When do you start saying evening? Hey, it's 3-3. Morris and Madison, and Gideon Jost is the batter. Swing and a miss for strike two. Brandon Bornhurst got a 1-2-3 inning last inning. Everyone. And Borner shakes that off. Now he's ready. And the pitch to Jost, it's high. Brandon sure throws hard, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Madison tied it up there in the fifth. And a pitch outside to Jost. Morse has, what, six hits?
Yes.
2-2 count to Jost, and he hits that one to center. Sherm comes in and makes a running catch. Landon Sherm is just amazing in center field. You know, Madison, doesn't matter if it's the Mallards, the high school team, there's always an outstanding center fielder out there, isn't there? With a lot of speed. Ever since I've been covering Madison VFW baseball. And here's the Brandon Jurgensen, or the top of the order, Zach Bruns, excuse me. And he swings at that one and misses for strike one. One ball, one strike to Zach Bruns. He got a base hit and came around to score in the third inning. Bornhurst winds up, and the pitch foul popped up, foul territory. Walverson, the third baseman, has a shot. Oh, he can't get there. Good effort, though, by Madison's third baseman, Wyatt Halverson, in foul territory. I think that's... I see Bart Hill down there in the golf cart.
All right.
Recovering from knee surgery. Hope the best to him. Recovered quickly. 1-2 pitch. Outside. Brandon winds up, and the pitch is outside.
That's probably his first full count in the ball game.
Here's the full count pitch, and that's a walk. Ball four. Here's Brandon Jurgensen, the shortstop for Morris. So with one out, Morris gets a base runner. Their leadoff batter, looks like he can run. Looks like he's got good speed out there. He's got a good lead throw over to first. And Brandon thinks so, too.
He's 0 for 2. Blew out to the catcher, and then he was attempted to bunt for a sacrifice, and it hit him, and he was out.
The pitch to Jurgensen is high for a ball.
You don't see that too often either.
No, you don't. 1-0 pitch. Swung on, fouled back for strike one. Morris scored a run in the first, a run in the second, and a run in the third. They did not score in the fourth. And we're tied 3-3. The winner of this game will play in the championship game tomorrow against Clinton. Swing and a miss. Throw it on the first. Oh! And Bruns gets back.
Dylan Lowell, you're not afraid to throw to the base, to those bases.
One ball, two strike to Brandon Jurgensen. Bornhurst, there goes the runner. The pitch is inside. He swung and struck out. Throw it out in second. He's out. That's a double play. That's a double play for Madison. Jurgensen swung at the pitch and struck out. And Bruns trying to steal second. He was thrown out. Nice job by Lilliard. Nice job by Brandon. And that'll end the inning for Morris. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base. We'll go to the top of the sixth. Madison coming to bat. We are tied 3-3. We'll be back after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Mineota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minnesota.
Wait till sometime tomorrow.
All right, we're back. We got a great game going on, folks. Text a friend, call a friend. Tell them to tune to 92.1 FM. It's 3-3 between Morris and Madison. Both teams have already made the state tournament, Dick.
Yep.
This is just for try to get the name yourself a, a region champion and get that first weekend bye. The region champion will get a first weekend bye. I think the state tournament is 3 weekends.
Yeah.
Ooh, look out.
The final weekend is over Labor Day.
Yep. Avery Whitnable had to get out of the way of that pitch for a ball. 1-0 to Avery. Has been continuing on the mound here for Morris. Swing and a miss for strike one. Avery done today. He's flied out and grounded out. And the pitch. The ground ball hit the second. Jurgensen, the second baseman, fields it cleanly, throws the first. And there's your first out here in the top of the sixth inning. Whitnable grounding out to second. Here's Wyatt Halverson, the third baseman. Wyatt's popped out twice in the game. Hasman, the pitch. And it's a ball. Hasman's got a pretty good beard going on there. Not like base umpire Clint Schiller, though. He's got a ways to go to catch Clint.
Yeah.
Popped up. Infield or shallow right field, the second baseman, Jurgensen, in shallow right, makes the catch. Two outs. And here's Caden Fernals for Madison. Caden, coach for Madison American Legion, co-coach, I should say, for Madison American Legion. He hits the first pitch left field, base hit.
I was going to say, he's due for a hit, and beat me to the punch there.
Cade's a good ball player.
Yeah, and he normally has good bat control, so yeah. So, with two outs, have a base runner.
Here's Dylan Geiser. Geiser reached down there and came around to score his last at bat. Fernals at first base, swing and a miss with two outs here. 3-3 the score. Morris beat Minnesota earlier today, 7-0. Pitch inside for ball, one strike. Minnesota Mudhens came in the number one seed in the Region 9C tournament. Madison beat them last week, I believe, right? Minnesota? Yep.
6-0.
Yep. 1-1 count here. Swing and a miss by Geiser. Two strikes to Dylan. One ball, two strikes, two outs, runner on first. Hasman from the stretch. The pitch. Ground ball to the left side, shortstop, big hop, and throw to second for the force to get Fernals. So that was a generous hop there to the shortstop, Jurgensen. So, for Madison, what do we got? No runs, no hits, or one hit by Fernals.
Yep. No errors and one left on.
And the score remains tied 3-3. You're listening to Madison Mallard Baseball right here on Q92.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
All right, here's Tanner Pesch for Morris. Batting, he hit a solo home run in the first inning. We're all tied 3-3. And the wind-up in the pitch by Bornhurst. Big cut and miss there by Tanner. Woof. He almost twisted himself into the dirt there. Got some sirens going down Highway 40. Brandon waits for that to pass. Now he's ready. One strike here to Tanner Pesch. Swing and a miss again. A big cut there by Tanner. 0-2 count. Nobody out. Wind up in the pitch. There's a shot to right in the field. Good at, man, Tanner. He's got a nice swing, you know that?
Yeah. Second hit of the ball game for him.
Tanner was at the Eli Young Band Tiger Lily Gold concert at the Stevens County Fair last night, as was I. And the pitch here to Mac Beyer is low for a ball. That reminds me, Stevens County Fair going on. We got a Q92 as a booth there in the Lee Center. That's the hockey arena. Stop by and register for prizes. And there's a ground ball foul by Marquardt. How long has Kirby been playing town ball for a long time, hasn't he?
A long time, yeah. There's a number of those players that could be playing in the over 35 a league. They do have an over 35 team, but they could really do some damage there.
Oh, nice pitch by Brandon for strike two. Pesch at first base. Mac, is this Mac Beyer? Mac Beyer. Marquardt on deck. Oh, he reaches for it. He hits it out the center. Sherb comes in, dives for it. He can't get it. Now Sherb from his knees throws to second, and everybody's safe. Mac Beyer kind of golf swing that one to center field. Landon gave it a good attempt there. I thought he was going to come up with another fantastic catch, but luckily he kept the ball in front of him.
And the base runner was halfway between first and second. Had he caught that, he could have had a double play. But he stopped it and then tried to get the ball to second base, but the runner got there before the ball reached.
Kirby Marquardt batting now. He has a strike on him. Kind of squared around the bunt there. And he bunts that one foul for strike two. There is nobody out. We're in the bottom of the sixth. We are tied 3-3. Morris threatening with runners on first and second with nobody out. Kirby Marquardt, the veteran player, at the plate. Brandon Bornhurst. How many times have they faced each other? Oh, he rips that one in the right field in the corner. Bernal's giving chase. This is going to score Pesch for sure. And Morris takes a 4-3 lead. Oh, he ripped that one down the right field line, Kirby Marquardt. An RBI single for Marquardt. Pesch scored easily from second. Beyer went from first to third. And 4-3, right?
Yep.
4-3 now. Morris leading here in the bottom of the sixth. Runners on the corners. New batter, Bryce Jurgensen, the shortstop. He squares around the bunt, bunts it in the air, and oh, in foul territory, and Dylan dived for the ball. And it dropped in there for a strike to Bryce Juergens, second baseman, excuse me. So we got Mac Beyer at third, Kirby Marquardt at first for Morris. They now lead 4-3. Bornhurst from the stretch. Checks his runners on the corners. Here's the pitch to Jurgensen. Hits it to center field. Sherm coming over. Dives. Can't get it. Another run's going to score. And it's 5-3. Morris. Bryce Jurgensen with the RBI single to center. Sherm giving a diving attempt. Just came up a little short there. And Meyer scores easily from third. Marquardt the second. Oh, 5-3. And he swings at that pitch, fouls it over to third base dugout. Ozzie Jerome, he picked up an RBI in the second inning. Nobody out here. two runs in here in the sixth. Runners on first and second. A bunt situation. He bunts it in the air. Foul. Morris playing, trying to play some small ball here.
Yep. Yep.
Madison just trying to get an out. Corners from the stretch. The pitch to Jerome. He has a high fly ball right center field. And Sherm will call for it, makes the catch, and Marquardt takes from second. Here's a throw to third, and it hits him in the back. And everybody's safe. Jerome flies out to Sherm in center for the first out. Marquardt takes from second. A nice, strong relay throw by Madison. Almost got Marquardt out at third, but it hit him in the back. What are they doing? Oh, got a pinch runner. Okay. Number 44 running. Or Marquardt. He's not number 44? Nope, he is not. I don't have him on the lineup card either. So we've got a mystery base runner at third base. And number 47 batting, Sam Kleinwalter, Inc. Runners on the corner for Morris. There's one out now. And Walter Inc. at the plate. He swings at the first pitch. Fouls it over the duck blind. Oh, okay. Thanks, Brian. Throw over to first. And the ball gets by Munson a little bit. And the run's going to score. An error there by Madison. Corner's trying to pick the runner off first. And the Matt actually knocked it down, didn't really get by him, but far enough for a run to score from third. And it is 6-3 now. And there's a strike called to number 47, Kleinwalter Inc. 6-3. Hornhurst pitch to Kleinwalter and popped up center field, Sherm going back. And he'll make the catch in center. Two outs. Brings up the number nine batter, Gideon Jose. Big inning here for Morris.
Sherman's been busy out there, and a lot of them are Texas League base hits.
Yeah. There's number two, the catcher for Morris. Number nine batter, Gideon Jose. Corners from the stretch, and the pitch. Swing and a miss for strike one to Jose. Well, a couple RBIs by Marquardt and Jurgensen, and an error allowed three runs in here in the inning. Curveball outside for a ball. Number nine batter, Gideon Jose. The pitch from Bornhorst. Swing and a miss. Strike two. See if Brandon can get back in the dugout here. Oh, 1-2 count. Two outs. The pitch. Down the right field line, and it's going to be fair. And rounding second is Jurgensen. He's on his way to third. And a single to right field by Jose. And Jurgensen goes all the way from first to second. Oh, here come the motorcycles. Here come the motorcycles down the highway. The Skimmers' final run. You can hear them in the background. A lot of motorcycles. It's the 10th anniversary. And the final motorcycle run.
Tim Hansen.
Tim Hansen, yep. Here's the pitch outside. Jeez, you think we're in Sturgis. Two outs. Brandon pitching here to Bruns. He hits one to the first base. Oh, gets by Munson. Goes out to right. One more run in. It's 7-3. Morris. You hit there?
Yep.
And Jurgensen scores. Jose goes to third base. and an RBI there by Bruns. This is a big inning here for Morris. They have four runs in here this inning. Here's the number two batter, Brandon Jurgensen. Shot to third and caught by Halverson. A line drive. And the bleeding has stopped. Wow, Dick, can you want the honors there?
Okay.
One, four two, runs.
Four,
in that
four runs on one, two, three, four, five hits. There was one error and two left on base.
And the new score as Madison comes to bat here in the top of the seventh. Morris, four. Well, Madison, or Morris, seven. Madison, three. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Canby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Canby.
All of your family's eye care needs are found under one roof. Heartland Eye Care Centers. We welcome patients of any age, from pediatrics to geriatrics. From our comprehensive eye exams and vision correction to our management of age-related eye diseases, Heartland Eye Care Center wants to help you see our world as clearly as possible. Our warm and friendly doctors believe that personalized care is as important as the latest advances in eye care. We're Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Canby, and Dawson.
Winner, we're back here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Dick, big inning for Morris there.
Yeah.
That last inning.
Yeah.
Scoring four runs, and they lead Madison now 7-3. Asman's continuing on the mound here for Morris. Who's Madison going to put up here in the top?
9-1-2.
Top of the seventh. Kaimig, Sherm, and Munson.
That sounds like runs.
It does. We got the Lock and Pearl volleyball team up here doing a fundraiser, 50-50 today. We both bought tickets, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
We'll be winners shortly.
One of us.
Yep. Well, Madison has some work to do here now. We play nine innings. We're in the top of the seventh.
If Morris can score four runs, the Mallards also can do the. So
7-3 Morris. Here's Dylan Kaimig. Reached on air in the fifth. And he takes the first pitch, pops it up. Shortstop Bergeson behind second base. Out number one. Kaimig, one pitch, one out. Here's the center fielder, Landon Sherm. Landon got a base hit with an RBI in the fifth. Nate Hasman. Ready to pitch to number 48, Landon Sherm. Curveball in there for strike one. Wonder how Landon ended up with number 48. Pocket's number? Really? Pitch inside. That was Kirby's number, 48, huh?
And his position.
Oh, okay. All right, that's why. All right. See, I ask questions and I get answers right away. 1-1 pitch to Sherm. Oh, strike two. Landon, I don't think, like that one. One ball, two strikes. Asman, he's working from the stretch with nobody on base. Ground ball hit the Jurgensen at short, makes the fielding play. Low throw, and the first baseman makes the catch out of the dirt. That's Klein and Walter Inc., and he's out. Okay, Torrey Hunter, okay. Yeah, 38. It wasn't Puckett 38? Oh, we have to Google it. 34, that's where it goes. Kirby was 34, yep. It was Torrey Hunter, I bet. We'll check it out. We're doing nothing but baseball trivia here up here. Right. Here's Matt Munson. Two outs, two quick outs, Dick.
Yeah.
Two outs, Munson at the plate. Swing and a miss for strike one, I think.
Yep.
Matt got a base hit, came around to score in the first, and he walked twice. Asman delivers outside. Boy, you just can't beat this weather. This is my kind of temperature and dew point level. Just very comfortable. Pitch outside. My wife says we're doing a campfire tonight. Campfire weather. Two balls, one strike to number 12, Matt Munson. Madison down 7-3. Oh, strike called. 2-2 count to Matt. Umpires have different color uniforms. I haven't seen that color. There's a ground ball by the pitcher. The shortstop, Jurgensen, fields it, throws the first, and that's a 1-2-3 inning for Hasman and Morris. Eagles, 6-3 put out. No runs, no hits, no errors, nobody left on base for Madison. We'll go to the bottom of the seventh. Morris leading Madison, 7-3. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Dave's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning, located 616 3rd Street West, Madison, Minnesota. Need a plumber? Dave Polotsky is state licensed and a master plumber. Call 320-598-3761. Also by Jim's Market, Yellow Medicine County's most complete food store. They're located right along Highway 75 in Canby. They offer a fresh bakery department, full-service deli. Jim's Market, low prices, great service, located Highway 75 in Canby. State Bank of Taunton, a home bank for home people. Convenience, all their services add up to the easy one-stop banking you've been looking for night or day. They're right on your way. State Bank of Taunton, member FDIC, and an equal housing opportunity lender.
All right, Paul Ramo, Dick Newman here, 7-3. Morris leading Madison here in the bottom of the seventh. And, Dick, we have some changes for Madison.
Yeah, new pitcher is Avery Whitnable. And at first base now is Jared Royland. I don't know.
Matt Arndt and Wright.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, Brian.
Caden Fernos goes over to left field. And Matt Arndt now is playing right field.
So Wyatt or Avery warming up.
Yeah.
Left-handed pitcher for Madison. He's going to face Morris's Tanner Peach, Mac Beyer, Kirby Marquardt, the first three batters.
And Avery coming off an injury, so a little warm-up before next week in the state tournament to see how he fares at last couple innings of the ballgame.
7-3. Morris leads by Whitnable, and here's a ball to Tanner. Wind up in the pitch, outside to Peach. Tanner, as Dick mentioned, on the Lockefroy Valley softball coaching staff. There's a strike called. Thank you. I got special delivery up here in the press box. Bratwurst. Thanks to the Lockefroy volleyball players. All right. What's Tanner got? 3-1 to Tanner Peach. She scored 2 times in the game. Oh, there's a hard hit ball to right. Matt Arndt out there picks it up. Boy, Peach hitting the ball well. He's 2-for-3 today. And he said he played very well against Mineota. Here's Mac Beyer. Avery from the stretch. The left-hander delivers. Swing and a miss by big number 10, Mac Beyer, who had a two-run home run against Mineota earlier this afternoon. Peach had a solo shot in the first. He's 2-for-3. He's on first base right now. And the pitch, ground ball to the right side. Jared Royland fields it, and he bobbles it, picks it up, and he steps on first. Nice recovery there by Jared Royland, the Madison first baseman. 3-3 and 1 out. Peach goes down to second. Jared Royland playing first now this inning. Caden Fernald's in the left, Matt Arndt in right, Whitnable pitching. Those are the changes for Madison. Peach has a huge lead at second. Swing and a miss there by
Kirby
Marquardt. Didn't you have numbers? Throw the second. Oh, and it goes off the center field. Tanner Peashot is way to third. Sherm comes up, throws the third. Not in time. An error there. Trying to pick Peashot at second base. And got under the glove of the second baseman, Geiser. Swing and a miss. Is this Kirby?
No.
No, this is somebody else.
It's a pitcher.
Oh, Haseman pitching, okay. And the pitch is high. This is Haseman, the pitcher. Batting, number 44 for Kirby Marquardt. Here's the pitch. And a ground ball. The short. Kaimig fields it on the run, throws wide, and oh, what a play by Royland, that first place Jared Royland. Did you see that stretch and dig out of the ground? I think a run came in, didn't it?
Yep, yep.
Peach came in to score. It's 8-3. But boy, Hasman hit the short there to Kaimig, and Kaimig got on the run through it and pulled Jared off first, didn't he?
Yep.
But Jared made a nice recovery there. Dug it out of the ground. Nice play by Royland. There's a shot to left. Caden plays it on one bounce. Base hit by Bryce Jurgensen to left field. Well, Morris hitting the ball here in this ball game. They're a good hitting ball team. Here's Ozzie Jerome. Runner on first. Two outs. And the pitch is a strike thrown by Whitnable. Avery, the pitch. Down low to Bryce Jurgensen. Morris has scored every inning. Here's the pitch outside. Gets by Lilliard, and the runner goes down to second base. Jurgensen. So he's in scoring position. Wheels have kind of fallen off here the last couple innings for Madison. And there's a shot to second. And Geiser fields it cleanly, throws to Royland for the out, 4-3 put out. That was a third out, but another run comes in for Morris on two hits, one error, and one left on base. We'll go to the top of the eighth. 8-3, Morris leading Madison. We'll be right back.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your locally owned full-service bank, Farmers and Merchants State Bank of Appleton, member FDIC, offering personal banking at its best. See them for all your insurance needs, too, with the Farmers and Merchants Insurance Agency. Sports also brought to you by the Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison, proud of over 83 years of servicing our area with high-quality products, dependable service, fair prices, and a quality staff. From premium Senex Ruby Fuel, Master Diesel Fuel, Senex Gasoline, premium Senex Oils and Greases, 24-hour pay at the pump facilities, also E85, dry bulk fertilizer, chemicals, and more, there's only one place to go, your hometown Senex dealer, Lackbrow Co-op Oil Company of Dawson and Madison. Sports also brought to you by Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, servicing 3,281 customers, providing water to over 18,000, an average of 3,610,000 gallons of water per day. Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, the best tasting drinking water in the state of Minnesota. This according to officials with Minnesota Rural Water Association.
Yep. All right, Jake Torgensen is playing second base now for Morris. They lead Madison 8-3. Madison coming to bat here in the, what is it, top of the eighth, Dick?
Yep.
Lockerbaugh volleyball team just did a 50-50, and, well, needless to say, I didn't win. Both of us lost.
Yep.
Somebody was lucky. They won over $200.
Kelly Fernals.
Kelly, congratulations to Kelly Fernals winning the 50-50 here at the ball field. Proceeds go to the Lockerbaugh volleyball team.
Dylan Lilliard leads things off here for the Mallards in the top of the eighth. Never say die, Mallards.
Got to keep it going here. That's what you got to love about baseball. There's no clock, as Bart Hill would say. You play to the final out. Pitch from Hasman. Curveball. Man, he's got a nice breaking ball. His first strike to Dylan. The next pitch, pop foul over our heads here. Actually, did it hit the screen or did it go over?
Went over.
Well, the state tournament begins next weekend. Three sites, Jordan, Shakopee, I believe, and Green Isle, right? And Morrison, yep, Madison or Clinton are, will be playing next weekend. Two of the three teams, anyway. We won't really find out who plays who or where, what day. Probably not till late Sunday night, Monday morning. Oh, look out, hit him. Dylan Lillard hit by a pitch. That's our first hits batsman of the game. And it brings up, we got a new batter here. Oh, wait, what's the umpire? You're going to stay here. You're not going to get hit. So the umpire says no. And Dylan talking to the home plate umpire. What, he didn't try to get out of the way or what? What's the rule there?
Evidently, yeah.
So, and scratch that. No hits batsman. Dylan swings at that one, falls it to the third base dugout.
One ball, two strikes. Yeah, you got to make an effort to get all the way.
You do. You just can't stand there and let the ball hit you, huh?
Oh, you might even...
Center field. Bruns, the center fielder, calls off the left fielder, and there's your out. One out. Here's Blake Wischlager, who had a tremendous two-run home run in the first inning to put Madison up 2-0. Blake got a hold of that one. But Morris now leads 8-3. We're in the eighth inning. Curveball outside, missed for strike. A slight breeze blowing out. Next pitch, down low for ball two, 2-0. Hey, the concession stand is open. If you're looking for supper, you still got time to come down and make the best brats and hamburgers. Oh, strike one. A lot of people driving their golf carts down here and sitting in their golf carts watching the game. A lot of people in the bleachers, on the duck blind, under the duck blind. A great day to watch some baseball here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field, and what improvements have been made. Every year there's improvements at the baseball field. There's a pop-up. This might be catchable. The catcher, Jost, will call for it and foul. Oh, he drops it in foul territory. So Wischlager stays alive. You just painted the inside of the dugouts, didn't you, Dick?
Yeah. The benches.
The benches, okay.
Yeah.
Always something to do at the ballpark, isn't there? Full count. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Nice breaking ball again. I don't know how many breaking balls Hasman's thrown here. Two outs. And here's the pitcher now for Madison, Avery Whitnable. Number seven. Top of the eighth inning here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field. 8-3, Morris. The winner gets Clinton tomorrow morning at 11 o'clock here in Madison for the Region 9C Championship game. Ball one to Avery. There's a ground ball. Second baseman gets a big hop, knocks it down. Got to give a hit there, right?
Yep.
Good effort, though, by the second baseman. Jake Torgerson, who's just entered the game.
He had to run quite a ways to his right. Knocked the ball down, but picked it up, and Avery was at first base already.
Here's Wyatt Halverson, ground ball, hits the mound, hits the second base bag, and everybody's safe. I've never seen that before. Rolled right up over the pitcher's mound. Hit the second base bag, Dick.
Back-to-back base hits here for Madison.
Wow.
Two outs.
We got a good view of that from up here in the press box. Usually the pitcher's there to stop it, but Hasman kind of threw his body to the first base side. The ball just rolled up over the mound. Then it hit the bag, second base bag. Pitch down low.
Here's Caden Furno, who singled last time up.
Yeah, the left center field, I think.
Yep.
Furno's batting, and he hits one hard. Oh. This is going to go in the gap. It does. It goes all the way to the fence.
One run in.
And they're sending the second run in, and two runs in. Listen to the Madison crowd. Caden Furno's a two-run, two RBI double. That was the hardest hit ball Madison's hit today outside of Wishlocker's home run, too, but Furno's tagged that one. Peach the left fielder, Bruns the center fielder, giving chase there. And, folks, it's 8-5 now. Morris. Wow, nice hit by Caden, huh?
Yep.
And a good effort there, Whitnabel and Halverson motoring around the bases, scoring two runs here. And that closes the gap. 8-5. Morris. Two outs. Yeah, that was a two-out double there by Caden. Here's number, who's this? Geiser? Dylan Geiser batting.
No,
Matt Anger, number 10. Yeah, I thought it was 10. Matt Anger, I believe it's his first at-bat. Pitch outside. Matt, I think he leads the team just about in every category. Kind of hampered with a hamstring right now. He leads the team in batting average of .429, 12 RBIs. And he hits that one to center field. Furno's rounding third. He's being held up, rightly so. And Geiser with a single to center. Furno's at third base. Nice throw from the center fielder, Zach Bruns.
Well, had he seen him, he had to jump up to get it.
Yep.
Probably would have been in there, but a nice hit there by Matt Anger. So runners at second and third now, with still two outs.
Here's Evan Kells.
Evan Kells at the plate.
So Anger and Kells entering the game here, both kind of nursing injuries, and they come up big. See what Evan can do here. 8-5. Two on for Madison. Tying run at the plate. Pitch it in the dirt. Nice stop by Jose. You got to love baseball. Well, they're down 8-3. We're in the eighth inning. Furnall's at third base. At first base. There's a chill. It's a strike called. Who's running the first base there, Brian?
Geiser
re-entered, okay.
Yeah.
After Anger's hit, Geiser re-entered at first. Furno's at third. Pitch in the dirt, nice stop by the Morris catcher again. Haseman pitching to Kells. Two balls, one strike. And the pitch popped up in the infield. Haseman, the pitcher, will call for it and makes the catch for the third out. But Madison comes up with a couple runs there, Dick, in the eighth inning. Two runs on what?
Four hits.
Four hits.
Yep.
No errors, and they leave two on base. The new score, Morris 8, Madison 5. We're going to the bottom of the eighth right after this.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Peterson Team Realty in Madison. Dawn Peterson and Tristan Boffin are committed to treating every person with honesty, integrity, and professionalism. They're a full-service real estate company. Check out their website at westernhomesource.net. Thinking about selling your home, business, or acreage? Call them at 320-598-3344. Peterson Team Realty. Northern Plains Tiling, North Highway 75, Madison, where they use dependable Prinsco pipe, the pipe with the gold stripe. If you need some tiling work done, give them a call, 320-598-3999. online. That's Northern Plains Tiling, Madison. Put their experience to work for you. You'll be glad you did.
And sports also brought to you by the Strand Insurance Agency, located 686 6th Street in Dawson. Need a quote for your farm, auto, business, or home? Contact the Strand Insurance Agency. Talk to Peter or Vicki. They're located 686 6th Street, Dawson, or call 320-769-4410. The Strand Insurance Agency, Dawson.
Inside inning, and cut the lead to 8-5 here in the bottom of the eighth inning.
Yeah, we have a new pitcher here in Dylan Geiser. Caden Fernals comes into the infield and now playing second base. And Avery Whitnable goes back to left field. And then the two people that were pinch hit for by Matt Inger and Evan Kells go back to their position as well.
All right, Matt. Morris is setting up their 8-9-1 batters. Got a new batter here, I think. Number 4, batting for Morris, his first at-bat. New pitcher, as Dick mentioned, Dylan Geiser. Here's his first pitch. And it's down low for a strike.
Now batting for Morris, number 4, the
Jake Torgerson batting, second baseman. Jake Torgerson batting, pitch down low. And Mark Torgerson's son?
Yeah.
Okay. Next pitch outside. Well, Madison had that bad four-run inning in the sixth, and there's a strike call to Torgerson. 3-1 count to Torgerson. Next pitch is ball 4. So Geiser walks his first batter, and it brings up Gideon Jost, the Morris catcher. Eight to five, Morris leading Madison. Runner at first base is Torgerson. Here's the pitch to Jost. He bunts it down the first baseline, and it's picked up and thrown to first. Nice job by Geiser getting off the mound quick. So there's one out, 1-3 put out. Torgerson advances to second base. And it brings up the top of the order, the center fielder, Zach Bruns. Geiser from the stretch. The pitch inside for a ball. Torgerson at second base. There is one out here in the bottom of the eighth. Here's the pitch. High for a ball. 2-0 to number 1, Zach Bruns. He had an RBI in his last at bat. Next pitch inside by Geiser. Third pitcher of the game for the Madison Mallards. 3-0 count, and there's a strike. Dylan's only pitched 8 innings this summer, and he has struck out 6 batters, so not much work on the mound here this summer for the Mallards. And he's getting an opportunity here, and there's ball 4. So Bruns walks. And here's runners on first and second. One out for Morris. Here's the first, or the shortstop, Brandon Jurgensen. And the pitch is a strike. Was that a strike? Yep. Geiser checks his runners at first and second. The pitch is high. Fly ball. Second baseman going back. That's Fernals, and Caden makes the catch. Center field. Nice job by Fernals. That was a tough play there, wasn't it, Dick?
Yeah.
Here's the hottest hitter in the ball game today, Tanner Peach, 3-for-4, and he's come around to score 3 times. He had a solo home run in the first, had an RBI, and come around to score 3 times, actually. There's a strike called. Well, Peach, the 3-run lead here for Morris. Region 9C baseball playoffs pitches high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Kirby Marquardt coaching third base for Morris. Here's the pitch, and it's inside for a ball two, 2-1. Madison trying to get this out, and then they'll come to bat in the top of the ninth here. They'll need some runs. Next pitch gets by Lillier, and the runners will advance. Runners advance. Tanner Pesce now with two RBIs possible out there for Pesce. Yep. Geiser from the stretch and the 3-1 pitch. Strike two. Full count to Tanner Pesce. Two outs, two on. Morris leading 8-5. Big pitch here for Geiser. Here it is. Ground ball to the right side. Fernals knocks it down. Throws the first. And it gets by Royland. And two runs are going to score. Two runs in. And it's 10-5, Morris. Nice stop by Cade that second. Just kind of, Pesce really ran down the first baseline hard. And just got by Royland there. And so Pesce down the second and two runs in here. Here's Mac Beyer. Those are some big runs there for Morris. There's a swing and a miss by number 10, Mac Beyer. Seems like, I said this in high school season two, there's a ground ball hit the short, and the shortstop, Kymink, throws the first for the out, and Royland drops the ball. Jared dropped the ball, and he's safe. Another error there. Wow. So, Moore stays alive in the inning here.
Runners at first and third.
And here's the pitchman. Madison trying to get this final out here. Runners on the corners. The pitch to Haseman. Swing and a miss for strike one. Ten-five, the new score here in the bottom of the eighth. Curveball. Nice pitch. Beautiful breaking ball. Beautiful pitch there by Dylan Geiser. The pitch. Oh, look out. Almost hit him, and I think it did. It hit him on the wrist. Home plate umpire says, yes, it did, so the bases are going to be loaded. Bases are loaded. Now the home plate umpire is going to talk with the base umpire. Haseman turned around and said, looked at the home plate umpire and said, hey, it hit me on the wrist. And the home umpire right now agreed with that. They're still talking it over there. What are they talking about, Dick?
I'm not sure, but you could probably check the batter's arm to see if there's a lace mark on it or something. But
they're still talking. There's a long conversation between the two umpires, and they're going to say, oh, they're going to say he's out? They're going to say come back or he's out? They're going to call him out. They're going to call him out. There's going to be a little argument here. That was the third out. So Madison going to come to bat here in the top of the ninth. They need some runs. They're down 10-5. We'll be right back.
Sports also brought to you on Q92 by your friends at Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting, located at 119 6th Avenue on Madison's Main Street, just a block north of Highway 40. If you have any questions, give them a call, 320-598-3327. That's 598-3327 for Heinrich and Ludvigson Accounting on Madison's Main Street.
The Bellingham Elevator is a full-service elevator with agronomy, grain, propane, and all of your needs all year long. Call 320-568-2127. Proud supporters of high school sports on Q92.
Another of our fine sports boosters, Madison Healthcare Services, your total healthcare provider, featuring a skilled nursing facility.
Critical Access Hospital, Home Care Services, a fully staffed medical clinic, and a secure independent living apartment and therapy services provided by Big Stone Therapy. Visit their website for all the information at www.mhsmn.org or call 320-598-7536 for Madison Healthcare Services.
Miller, go. We're back here in Madison. Dick, 10-5, Morris leading Madison here in the ninth.
Yeah, I don't know what the ruling was on that hit batter. But
they called him out. They let him get the first in a long discussion between the home plate umpire and the base umpire, and then they finally called him out for the third out.
Yeah.
All right, well, Madison down by 5. They need some runs here if they want to play in that Region 9 seed championship game tomorrow. All right, here we go. Top of the order for Madison. Who else but Landon Sherm? He's been doing a fantastic job on the mound for Morris today. And here we go, top of the ninth. Yeah, curveball strike to Sherm. And an RBI single in the fifth inning. And the pitch by Hasman, swing and a miss for strike two. Landon Sherm, number 48. The pitch. There's a fly ball. Left center field. The left fielder comes over. Tanner Peach, and he hauls it in for the out. One out. And here's Jared Roiland, the first baseman for Madison. Jared Roiland, the Madison Junior American Legion coach. Strike one right down the middle. Roiland batting. Hasman, the pitch to Jared. Ground ball fouled on the first baseline. I just can't help myself because every time Jared Roiland comes up, you know what we're going to talk about.
Yeah.
Me and you did the game at in the state in Chaska.
We did.
You know, one of the biggest moments in my broadcasting career, that's for sure. Oh, wow, what a pitch. And Jared knew it. Strike three. Two outs. And it's up to Dylan to keep it going here for Madison.
You better continue your story then.
Yeah, Jared hit the walk-off single to tie it. I think Brett Baldwin got a bunt, didn't he, before that. And they came back and beat
Healy. That was the winning run.
Yeah, that was the winning run.
Yeah.
Boy, did we celebrate after that. It's iconic. It's an iconic moment. There's a swing and a miss by Lilliard in Lock Parle Valley baseball history. Bart loves telling that story. Actually, how the team got to the state was a kind of a miracle in itself. There's a strike two, or strike two, yeah, one ball, two strike. So Hasman for Morris, one strike away from pitching in the, playing in the championship game. Next pitch, swing and a miss for strike three, and Morris wins it 10-5 over Madison. And so it'll be Morris and Clinton tomorrow at 11 o'clock. We'll take a couple-minute break here. And we will come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92 by Haugen Insurance with offices in Madison and Ortonville, serving the entire Q92 listing area. It's crop insurance and more. They can help you at Haugen Insurance. Stop in, visit with Dwayne, Susie, or Peter soon. Haugen Insurance.
Shadowland Farms Trucking of Appleton offers custom trucking, lime application, and excavation. Call Brad Mitchell for more information at 320-297-0142. And Shadowland Farm Trucking is a proud sponsor of all Lac La Parle Valley sports and activities.
When you grow corn or soybeans for a living, you're always looking for the latest advances to help your fields be more profitable. That's why it's time to turn to Channel. When you plant elite Channel seed products, you also get the services of your very own Channel seedsman. You see, your seedsmen work with you year-round to make the most of your operation. For customized service, expert advice, and elite seed products, your local channel seedsmen are Tron Tossel and Dylan Erickson of Tron Tossel Seeds. Contact Tron at 320-297-0403 or Dylan at 320-269-1250. That's Tron Tossel Seeds, your local channel seeds dealer.
Sports broadcast on Q92 brought to you in part by the Madison Dental Clinic, downtown Madison, where Dr. Brandon Alstead and the staff provide quality dental care to their many patients from all around the area. They hope all of our students in the local schools have a great year in academics, arts, and athletics. Madison Dental Clinic, reminding you, take care of your teeth. Visit your dentist on a regular basis.
Clement Electric of Appleton is here to serve all of your farm, home, commercial wiring, and air conditioning needs. We are your LED lighting specialists. From new construction to remodeling jobs to service calls, there's no job too big or small. Contact Bill or Adam at 320-289-1041. That's 289-1041 for all of your wiring needs. Proudly serving the area since 1984. Clement Electric, here to serve you.
Sports also brought to you by Old National Bank in Madison. When it comes to managing your money, you need convenience, flexibility, and sometimes some good advice. That's why you have Old National Bank. They offer a range of checking accounts to meet your everyday needs, plus plenty of lending options when you need them. And you can always turn to Old National for guidance. Come meet the Madison team at 222 6th Avenue or visit anytime at oldnational.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Rise Nursery of Porter. Need large nursery trees? Well, contact Rodney Rye at Rise Nursery and Tree Moving. They have them, 4 and 10 inch in diameter. Call Rodney Rye at 507-296-4488 or give Rodney a call on his cell phone at 507-829-4614. That's Rise Nursery and Tree Moving in Porter.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great by you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos, so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Madison Memorial Baseball Field. Paul Ramo and Dick Newman here with the Neon Needles postgame show. Your final score, Morris advances to play in the Region 9 seed championship game tomorrow by defeating Madison by a score of 10-5. Dick, your thoughts on the game there?
Well, there's really no pressure on either team. I mean, Morris came out of nowhere. Had they lost to Mineota, they wouldn't be in this position, but they beat Mineota earlier today, and then they came back and defeated Madison 10-5, and they still could be the Region 9 championship.
Yep.
If they beat Clinton tomorrow. The only thing is Mineota knows that they're not in the state tournament. Madison knows that they're going to be third place in the region, so they'll play next weekend. We don't know where or when yet. We will let you know as soon as we find out, which probably will be sometime on Monday.
Right.
And we know that that Morris will either be the runner-up or they'll be the champion. And if they do beat Clinton twice, then Clinton will be the runner-up and play next weekend, and Morris will wait to have a bye.
Yeah, the Region 9 seed champion will get that first weekend bye.
Right.
The other two will play next weekend someplace. Yeah.
Some regions, most regions only have two entries into the state.
Yep.
Some regions have four.
Oh, wow.
And this is the first time the Land of Ducks
And
or the Region 9 has had three teams.
That's nice, too, though.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Morris beat Mineota 7-0 earlier today, and now Morris beat Madison 10-5. And Dick has some final stats here on the game.
Well, this is all unofficially, but as far as I can tell, Morris scored 10 runs on 13 hits. They hit the ball well. And
Tanner Peach did. Wow. Yeah.
They committed two errors and left seven runners stranded. Madison scored 5 runs on 8 hits. They had 5 errors and left 6 runners stranded. The innings that hurt, really the bottom of the 6th inning really hurt Madison when they scored 4 runs. And two of those were only two of those were earned, and then they scored 2 runs in the bottom of the 8th inning to kind of put the game away, and both of those runs were unearned. So
Brandon Borner started on the mound for Madison, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
They used a couple pitchers after that.
Brandon went 6 innings, gave up 11 hits, 7 runs, 5 of those were earned, only had 1 walk and just 2 strikeouts. Then Avery Whitnabel pitched the 7th and 8th inning, gave up 2 hits, 1 run. It was unearned, no walks or strikeouts. And then Dylan Geiser came in the last inning, pitched 1 inning, or the eighth, bottom of the 8th, gave up 2 runs. Both of those were batter and walked 2.
And then Hasman for Morris, he pitched well.
He did. And
what, he give up 5 hits, or what was it?
Yeah.
Madison had just 8 hits on the game.
Yeah. And scored, he won a complete game, all 9 innings, and gave up 8 hits, 5 runs, 4 of those were earned, no hit batters, 3 walks, and 4 strikeouts.
All right, and I'm going to announce a Ag Plus cooperative play of a game, and I'm going to do one. You can do one if it comes to the top of your head there, Dick. But Dylan Geiser at short made 2 fantastic diving stops for outs. Dylan Keimig at short for Madison. Just amazing. That one was unbelievable to watch. It was fun.
Yeah.
So that's our Ag Plus cooperative play of the game and our Neon Needles Subway player of the game. I'm going to give it to Tanner Peach. Yeah. He came around to score. He was 4-for-5 at the plate. Came around to score 3 times. He had a solo home run in the first inning. So Tanner Peach is our player of the game for Morris. And good luck to Morris and Clinton tomorrow as they play in the championship game at 11. And that'll be the last game here at Madison Memorial Baseball Field this summer tomorrow.
The last game or possibly 2 games, yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but come and watch. I mean, the Madison Mallards fans, come and watch the championship games for the Region 9. And then next week, go watch Madison Mallards play either at Green Isle or... I'm not sure with the other two.
Jordan. And Shakopee. Shakopee, I think the larger classes are playing at Shakopee. And it will either be in Jordan or Green Isle, I think.
Yeah,
there's another
little
town by Green Isle too. But
yeah.
We'll know all about that on Monday. And we plan to be down there for the game. One of us, Dick or myself, will be down there broadcasting the Mallards at the state amateur baseball tournament, second year for the Mallards since they restarted up again.
Yeah.
I know they went in the 50s, didn't they?
Yeah.
Yeah.
1950, and then they also went the same year as high school team did.
2012.
And this year as well.
This year. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right, Dick, thanks for helping out today. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Thanks to Phil back at the studio. Once again, your final score here this afternoon from Madison Memorial Baseball Field, Morris 10, Madison 5. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good.
sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schimble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cottleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company, Invenergy of Marshall, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Federated Telephone Company, Farmers Union Oil Company, Montevideo and Granite Falls, Purus in Dawson, Minnesota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Pearl Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lane's Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
Here's your Q92 country weather for western Minnesota and eastern South Dakota. Lows level off around 51 tonight under mainly clear skies. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. High of 78 tomorrow. Cloudy. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow night. Slight chance of thunderstorms. Lows level off around 59. Daytime highs approaching 74 Monday under mainly sunny skies. 76 Tuesday. Looking at the long range, 80 Wednesday, 81 Thursday, and 78 on Friday. To recap, low of 51 tonight, highs reach 78 tomorrow, a low of 59 tomorrow night. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley on Q92 Country. Right now, it's 7.